Well, this morning we have some guests joining us here on our program by phone. We're talking with Emily Wittrock and also with Maya Honick, who are helping to coordinate a fire department benefit over in the Oneida area to help one of their own. Emily, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I want to start with you a little bit and talk about the benefit for Colton. Colton Honick is a member of the fire department there in Oneida, correct?
Yep, he's one of our leaders on the department. He's been on it for over a decade.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what he's facing.
So this spring, Colton was diagnosed with testicular cancer that is in his lymph nodes. He has been doing chemo 5 days a week for about 5 to 6 hours per day since kind of the diagnosis after having a big major abdominal surgery. And so he's just kind of battling that right now, and he can't work, obviously, when he's in chemo 5 days a week. And his job's very active. He's a mechanic, so he can't do a lot of the stuff with his medicine and his surgery at this moment in time.
Boy, I mean, the obvious part there is you're not able to bring money into to the family that at that point. But gosh, it's such a life change and such a 90-degree turn from what you've been doing that all of a sudden you can't do a lot of these things you're used to.
Yeah, absolutely. But even though he's been doing all this, he's been staying really active. He's, on the fire department, he just helped us do steak fry. He still comes to every meeting. He still goes to the parades. You know, he's still doing everything. His wife, Brittany, she works at the school, so they've been super busy with the relocation. And, she's in town and country. They do Girl Scouts. They kind of run the Girl Scout program here. They're in 4-H. Their kids just did county fair. Their daughter's in dance. They're just very active, and they're not letting it stop their day-to-day, but it's definitely affecting finances, so that's why we're going to try and help them out.
Yeah, well, and being a member of the fire department sure helps because we see fire departments all the time rally around their own.
Yeah, our group kind of right away, Derek Kinney kind of got a hold of me because I had done a previous benefit, and I am on the fire department and help pretty often, but we, together, me and Derek, are kind of just taking the ropes, and everyone else is helping us get auction items, and it's going to be, I think, a very successful benefit.
Yeah, I have a benefit and silent auction, a benefit dinner and silent auction coming up on Saturday, August 26th. It says here from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Oneida Fire Station. I would expect you'll probably have a pretty nice crowd that day.
Yeah, I already have kind of roughly, for sure, 100 people coming, a bunch of other people interested just from the Facebook. We have a bunch of auction items. I have 40 items collected already, but I have probably 40 to 50 still pending pickup. We got anything you possibly could want on auction.
Like what? Can you give us some examples?
So we have some Airbnb stays down in Florida. We got an African hunt. We have Iowa girls basketball tickets. We have Iowa State football tickets. We have coolers, chairs. We have a fireman edition Henry gun that's for auction. We have coolers, you know, little gift baskets. So if someone doesn't want to buy, you know, a large item thing, there's, s'mores baskets, home baskets, mechanic baskets, you know, there's everything possible. People are so creative around the community, and everyone's reached out to us. We haven't really had to ask a lot of people for donations, so that's pretty cool.
Well, that says a lot.
Yes. Small towns are a huge thing when you have things like this going on.
Yeah. Well, we wish we never had to do these types of things, but it's nice to know that when something like this comes up, you do have friends.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to bring Maya into this just a little bit. Maya, can you tell us a little bit about what this means to your family to have this many people stepping up looking to help?
A lot of responsibilities and us to pitch in and help him if he needs help.
Yeah, you've got to be really thrilled that so many people wanted to help you out.
Mm-hmm. It's really amazing and awesome how many people are really nice to my dad.
Are you guys kind of rallying around your dad right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. In what ways? How are you helping out?
So, helping him because we have rabbits and chores in the morning, so we help him do chores and give him some food if he wants us.
Yeah, there's a lot involved there, and you guys are an important part of that team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you look at it as kind of this is a team thing? You guys are all in this together?
Yes.
You do. Very good. And your other family members, too. I know you've got a brother that's helping out, your mom helping out as well. You've got a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Emily, talk a little bit about the fundraising event itself that night. It says silent auction and benefit dinner. So what will happen that evening?
So the station will open at 4. The silent auction will be set out the whole time. So from 4 to 7. At 7, we'll pull all the papers and pick the, you know, get the winners their item. We're going to have some pulled pork and then beef brisket with some cheesy potatoes and beans, just some kind of a simple meal. And then at 7, we are going to have a live auction since we have so many auction items. We're going to do some of those bigger items like the hunt, the Airbnb, the gun. We're going to do those kind of live auction just to break it up a little bit.
Well, it's a good problem to have that you have to add a live auction for something like that, that all of a sudden folks have been so generous.
Yes. And then we, I do have a Facebook page. Well, it's an event, so if people want to get on there, it's just the Colton Honick Benefit. I have every item on there that I have so far, and I'm definitely trying to keep it up to date with all the data and all the auction items.
Yeah, it's kind of a full-time job.
Yep, it is, but it's not my first rodeo, so I feel like it's pretty easy.
Well, again, yeah, we wish we didn't have to do this, but it is nice to know. I know you're in the medical field. Where is Colton in his treatments right now? Is that progressing forward? Are we kind of in the midsection right now?
I think he just was having some repeat scans, so we're trying to make sure everything was getting smaller to decide the next step in, like, his chemo regimen.
Yeah, it's hopefully we can get through this part and beat this and not have to worry about this anymore. Move forward.
Yeah, he actually just said that it is getting smaller. He did find that out a couple days ago.
Oh.
So that's huge progress.
Oh, yeah.
I know that there's different stages, and he did get his staging did go down after his surgery, too. So that's a huge relief.
Oh, wow. Maya, can you tell me what was the sense of relief? What did it feel like when you heard some of that news that this was starting to work?
Shocking. When I first heard that he said something that was cancer, I'm like, it's probably going to be that.
And now that they're making some progress and you're hearing some good news, some better news, that's got to make you feel real good.
Mm-hmm. Really happy.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and it keeps you focused that way too, doesn't it? It makes you feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Great. All right, very good. Well, Emily, can you tell us one more time? The benefit is coming up Saturday, August 26th, and it's at the Anita Fire Station. Tell us the other details.
It's from 4, well, the meal will be from 4 to 7. Silent auction is 4 to 7, and then a live auction will start at 7. So, and then we are still taking donations. There is an account at Rolling Hills, Colton Honick Benefit. If anyone wants to make donations, they can mail checks to our fire department and just name it Colton Honick Benefit.
Okay, plenty of opportunities. And if folks want to know more, you've got the Facebook page.
Yep, and the Facebook page is active every day.
All right, very good. Lots of opportunity there. Maya, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you and your family.
Thank you.
You bet. And Emily, as always, thank you so much. We appreciate the time and the assistance you're giving the family in helping to put this event together along with the other members of the Anita Fire Department. Emily Wittrock joining us here this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.